You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The interim resolution professional of Go First has submitted a 6-month revival plan to the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, saying that it is ready to resume operations with 26 operational aircraft and 400 pilots on its rolls. Sources aware of the development told FE that Go First, whose petition for voluntary insolvency was admitted by the National Company Law Tribunal on May 10, has told the DGCA that oil marketing companies have also offered their support. Before the carrier filed for insolvency, oil market companies had put its operation on cash and carry terms, which means it had to clear its dues on a daily basis. Currently, the airline's operations are under suspension till June 4th. The revival plan also cites support of 15 of the 20 major travel agents with regard to ticketing services. Once the DGCA approves its revival plan, Go First said it can deploy 2 aircraft to start Delhi-Srinagar and Delhi-Leh chartered flights immediately. Within the next few days, it will be able to resume scheduled services, mainly on the Pune, Baghdogra and Goa routes. Up next, the centre has extended a specific tax waiver for buyers of government stakes in companies being privatised to those who acquire stakes held by state-run entities as well. The immediate beneficiary of the move will be the potential buyer of IDBI Bank, which is promoted by Life Insurance Corporation. In essence, the change in tax rules would exempt the buyer of IDBI Bank from tax liability on notional gains of the market value of shares sold by LICs higher than the price discovered through a competitive bidding process. A similar tax concession is already available to buyers in strategic disinvestment deals where the government is the seller. On January 7, the centre received multiple expressions of interest from domestic and foreign investors for the 60.72% stake in IDBI Bank, which will go to the successful bidder along with management control. The offer comprises 30.48% from the government and 30.24% from LIC. Moving on, global investor Fortress Investment Group, US-based HPS Partners, Qatar-based Power International Holding, and others are evaluating deals in the Indian private credit space. All of them are in touch with investment bankers in India for deals in private credit, said sources aware of the developments. These global firms want to do deals of at least $50 to $100 million and are in touch with bankers, the sources said. HPS Partners declined to comment on the subject. Mail sent to PIH and Fortress did not elicit any response. PIH is a diversified business conglomerate grouped into 5 main sectors: general contracting, industries and services, agriculture and food industries, real estate and lifestyle. PIH is keen to get into private credit in India and looking into deals, said a senior investment banker. Meanwhile, as generative AI applications like ChatGPT, DALL-E and Bard gain traction, San Diego-based mobile chip manufacturer Qualcomm is working to bring these technologies to smartphones through its new-gen processors. The built-in generative AI technology in smartphones would help users put in their queries just like they do with applications like ChatGPT and can get the answers. Currently, with generative AI technologies, all the queries are run through the cloud. But that won't be cost-effective for companies running such systems going forward. With smartphones, the load of query can be shared and based on the processor capability and complexity of query. The devices can be used for generating responses. In other news, the Delhi High Court has ordered SpiceJet to pay Rs 380 crore to the airline's former promoter, Kalanithi Maran, in an interest payment case between KAL Airways and the company. The Delhi HC's ruling of May 29th comes after the airline failed to pay Rs 75 crore to Maran, as directed by the Supreme Court of India. Besides, the Delhi High Court ordered the airline to submit an affidavit of its assets within 4 weeks. On its part, SpiceJet says that it has paid up the principal amount to Maran. However, interest payment is still pending. A SpiceJet spokesperson said, SpiceJet is already in discussions with Mr. Kalanithi Maran and his firm KAL Airways for comprehensive settlement of the matter. We are confident of resolving the same mutually, the spokesperson added. And lastly, a look at the pre-opening mood of the share market today. SGX Nifty hints at a positive start for the broader index today. Adani Enterprises, Coal India, Aditya Birla Capital, Uno Minda, MOIL, Grasim, Gail India are major stocks to watch today. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.